All right, so we're going to start a fresh approach over here. I mean, learning is a matter of clarification. Someone once said, knowledge is differentiation. So sometimes you approach a sugya and you have a certain idea, and then as you clarify and refine it, you see that you might have been a general concept that you were working on, but when you refine it further, it could come out a little different. You can only clarify, right? You can't really make up new ideas. Otherwise, you get stuck in the problem. But all right, let's start fresh over here. Let's take the Gemara. Let's take the two Gemaras, and Hay and then Yates. Let's start with Yates. So the Gemara says like this. Still not 100% sure. Okay, let's start on Yates. It's like this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hakorei b'megillah haksuva bein haksuvim lo yatsa. Yeah. Okay, so what's the problem? Haksuva bein haksuvim. So Rashi says, Svarim shahayu b'mei hachachamim kulon b'gilyon k'sefer Torah shelanu. Alright, so it means to say that one long scroll, and part of it was the Megillah, but it was basically a gilyon means like a border, but it means
one long scroll,
yeah. Gilyon usually means the border. So it says Lo Yotza. Why? Dibo Inan Igeres La'atzma. You have to have a separate scroll. Why? Dimefarsem Nisa Tve. This is a very difficult Rashi to me. Why do you need a separate scroll to be mefarsem more? Okay, so if you're not mefarsem more, it's not Yotze. It's mefarsem. You need Tve. Tve is ma'akev. What kind of a shear is Tve anyway? Tve is ma'akev. Right? And then in the beginning of Rashi, it sounds like a positive thing. Like you need an igeris. Like a shame igeris that you have to have. Right? But then he says in the end, what's the problem if you don't have this igeris? The chikora ben aksuvam nira kikori b'mikra. So now it just sounds like you're just going to get confused about what the guy's doing. It's not like a positive idea. Typically people think of it as like the igeres is part of the thing, part of the story. You know? But Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's not saying that. He's not saying that you need to display the igeres. You know what I'm saying? You can look at it, in the beginning of Rashi, it sounds like he's saying Igeris is like a separate shame that everybody has to know that you're reading. It has to be nicker that it's an Igeris, right? But in the end, he's saying that what? He's just saying that if you don't have this separate thing, it looks like you're reading. It looks like you're doing something else. It looks like you're Korei b'mikra. Yeah. Meaning what? It's not that you need Igeris Dafka. It just can't look like you're Korei b'mikra. No, it's not like a positive thing of Igeris that you need. It just can't look like you're just doing a regular Korei b'mikra. Gilyon means it's all one long scroll. And then one second. And then he says, "Amar Rava lo Amar el lo Mechsro Miyasro Porta lo Mechsro Miyasro Porta Leislamba," meaning to say what? That you don't need a separate Igeris. That's what Rava is trying to coming to clarify. You don't need a separate entity of an Igeris, right? Arucha Mishar Klafim Lamailo Lamata O Kitzar Mehen V'yesh LaHeker LaAtzma. All you need is a Heker LaAtzma. It just has to be nicker that you're not just reading regular That you're not just doing a Kori Mina, that you're not just Kori Mikra. Right? Now, if you really needed the Geras, if you really needed, like the guy just came off the horse and handed you this letter, right? Then just because it's a little bit shorter than the rest of the entire Tanakh wouldn't help you, right? It just has to be some sort of a hecker. You know what I'm saying? It's not mashma, it's mashma from Rashi. It's not like there has to be a shein korei igeres, like a reenactment of picking up the scroll and breaking the news, right? Hear ye, hear ye. It's not one of those. It just has to be that it doesn't look like you're reading Mikra. Okay, so the problem though is like this. What's the Pirsum Hanes? In other words, what's Pirsum Hanes? Isn't the Pirsum Hanes what it is that you're reading? Isn't the Pirsum Hanes the story? Isn't that the Pirsum? See, in other words, by Hanukkah, I understand you have Mahadrin, because you'll say that that if I have two Neros on the second night, so it's expressing more. It's expressing another idea. It's expressing an idea of what day it is. Or Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNechaboim. So there's another element. You know what I mean? There's another element. But when the person reads it, but over here the guy's reading the... First of all, there's two problems. First of all, he's reading the words. The words of the Pirsum, of the Nes. That's really the Pirsum. The story is the Pirsum. Right? It's the same story. And second of all, what's the tfei? What's the other element? There's like another element that you're adding when it's nicker that it's there's another element that you're adding. It's not mashma from Rashi that there's another element that's being added. It's mashma from Rashi that if you did it the other way, you'd be lacking. It would just look like a regular kriya. But who cares what it looks like a regular kriya? The importance is what you're reading, not what it looks like you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Can't the tefei be read as opposed to if it was all together? Alone,
yeah,
is
right.
Tefei rather than all together.
Alone is tefei,
like
right?
Tefei is better,
yeah,
than.
It's better than. But then the problem is why isn't that yotza? I mean, the problem is you're turning an accidental thing into the ikkar. The ikkar is definitely the piercing of the kriya of what you're saying. And there's no mistaking what you're saying. You're reading the Megillah, so you can say, "Oh, but if you had it distinct from other things to show that you're not just reading Mikra, then it would be a piercing tfei. Tfei means like a quantitative increase, a little bit more. But then you say, but if you don't have that, then you're not yotze. And one second. And lastly, the Gemara finally concludes that that's only betzibur. Right, it's only betzibur. But if it's biyachid, it's okay. And biyachid means nine people. That's what biyachid means. Biyachid means nine people, nine or less. So.
And nine or less, is it one person reading for everyone?
No. Yeah, they're all reading. One person's reading. Everyone else is yotzei shemekona. So he knows you don't need. No, if you needed the cheftza of igeres as part of the kriya, that's what Rashi's trying to explain. If you needed, you're going to say part of the kriya is that you're reading from an igeres, then two things would be different. Then it wouldn't matter if it's ksuva ben ksuvim, it would be pasul ksuva ben ksuvim all the time, even if it was bigger or smaller in its width, because it's not a separate igeres, right? And second of all, it would seem that it would seem that even biyachid would be pasul, right? So that's not the din. That's what Rashi says. It's just tfei. But for some reason, by tzibor you need the tfei, and by yachid you don't. So that's the Turi Evan is bothered by that question. He says, so let's say I read it by tzibor. So I don't have the tfei, fine. So I don't have the kiyum of kriya by tzibor. But why can't we have a kriya of yachidim? Right? That's what bothers him. He says, right, you want to say there's a din of tzibor, fine. You want to say the tzibor does it a certain way, fine. You want to say this is not a kriya b'tzibor, fine. But it's so with 12 yechidim, with 10 yechidim, whatever it is. Right? So he wants to learn the pshat, that the pshat is kam b'tzibur, kam b'yachid, means, b'tzibur means when you dafka need a kriya b'tzibur. Like shalom b'zmana. When you dafka need a kriya b'tzibur. Then you can't fall back on a kriyas yachid, because there's no kriyas yachid. What's the word that's a problem? Okay. and then lahalacha, you see there's a funny machlokas that the Torah brings down. That the Sefer HaItor says that... So most others are learning you're not yotzei at all. I mean, the Rambam just says you're not yotzei. He doesn't say you're yotzei. He doesn't say yotzei is a yachid. Clearly the Rambam and the Riff are not learning like that. But the Baal HaItor has a funny din. He says that what does it mean that when you're korei b'tzibur, you're not yotzei if it's ksuvah b'nei ksuvim? He says only in shul. But if you had 10 people together, even though that's a tzibur for everything else, if you had 10 people out of shul, you'll be yotzei. Dafka in shul, you won't be yotzei. Saw that one? It's a strange din. It's a strange din. And he says why? He also says because of Pearson. Because you might say, he says, why? Lo yotze pirush bebeis haknesses shu makom tzibur uboi pirsumei nisa ova shlo beis haknesses filu biyud yotze velo nira to call yud mikri tzibur l'chol davar. So he doesn't agree. Torah doesn't agree. Yeah. Ova bedvarim, he says, quotes him, ova bedvarim shehem in the beis yosef ova bedvarim shehem mishum pirsumei nisa kol shein ova beis haknesses lo havi pirsumei nisa kuli hai. Vilkach kashivi ki yochid l'minza. Yeah. Avgav dasar mikru tzibur b'kol mokom sheheim haynu l'nim kadosh kedusha. Right, but he says, but you just 10 together is not a tzibur of a tzibur of pirsumei nisa. Only in shul is a tzibur of pirsumei nisa. Yeah. Okay. And now also let's take a look on hay. Let's take a look on hay for a minute. The other sugya of Bismana and Shalom Bismana. So the Gemara says like this. Yesterday we didn't go through the whole Gemara. I made a mistake in the answer to Jonah's question. Well, I'll show you. We'll see. It says like this. Amar Rav, Megillah Bizmana Koran Oso Afilu Biyachid. Shalom Bizmana Ba'asara. No. But anyway. So Rash is why? Why is it Shalom Bizmana needs 10? So first of all, Rash says Shalom Bizmana is when they're Makdim. And then you need 10. Why? I skipped. I'm sorry. Rashi says, Bizmana, are we doing Bizmana? It says, Bizmana means on the right day. Now, what does he say? Let's listen carefully. Shehi chova bo bayom al kol yochid v'yochid. What does it mean, Bizmana? It's a chova on that day for every individual. Korin osa afil b'yochid, da kol korin bo v'ika pirsum nes. So he says, then every individual can read it because everybody's reading it and there's pirsum nes. But Shalom Bizmana, where they're makdim, ain koren osar el basar the ba'inan pirsum nisa. Okay, so that's Rav. So Rav is machalik between Zman and Shalom Bizmana. Then Rav Asi says what? He says even Bizmana you need 10. Okay, all right. Rashi holds this only with Chatchilas, even according to Rav Asi. Now the Gemara is like this. A little bit of a confusing one. Gemara is like this. Hava uvda v'chash le rav l'had rav asi. So rav at one time was choshish for rav asi. That what? V'chazer al asar v'kibton. Even when it was bizmano, right? Otherwise, it's hava uvda, but I mean that happened. That's what rav did. It wasn't. That's what rav did once. I guess it means one time they couldn't get a minion. Whereas normally, you always get a minion anyway. So you can't really tell what Rav is doing, you know. Because Barovam, I think everyone holds Barovam is always still better to have 10. So, but one time I guess they couldn't get a minion, and Rav was makbid to try to get 10. So now he goes like this: Umi Oma Rav Hachi. Does Rav really hold this way? That what? Does Rav really hold that Shelo Bismana needs 10 and Bismana doesn't need 10? Right? Does Rav really hold that way? That Bismana doesn't need 10 and Shelo Bismana does need 10? So this is like this. Ha'amar Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei de Rav. Okay, this Pshat is a little bit confusing. So it's like this. That they have a member in the name of Rav. Purim Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. Right? That's like in Yerushalayim this year, right? Erev Shabbos Zmanam. Erev Shabbos is its Zman. Okay. Erev Shabbos Zmanam. Is that really true? V'Hashabbos Zmanam, though. So what is Rav saying? Erev Shabbos is its man. When Shabbos is its man?
Who's
his manum of those people? The people who are in the whichever one it is, the Ben Ir or the Ben Krach, whichever place it's in, the Ir or the Krach. Elolav hachi k'omar shelo bizmanam kizmanam, mazmanam afilu biyachid ah shelo bizmanam afilu biyachid. I mean, this is a fascinating deduction from what he's saying, but I would never think that that's what he means. But he's saying that what? That's what Rashi says. This implies, the Gemara wants to say, this implies that Rav really holds, it's always, you always need 10. That there's no difference between Zmanam and, I mean, you always only need the Yachid. Meaning to say like this, that just like Zmanam, just like their true day would be biyachid, right? Today also would be biyachid, right? What? Let's see Rashi. Erev Shabbos Zman Namu. Mashma Shehu Zman Hakavua Lehu Mimei Anshe Knesset HaGedola. It's Mashma that, what does he mean Zman Namu? Zman nam means it's a zman kavua. Okay, zmanam implies it's a real zman kavua from Anshe Knesset HaGedola, meaning that they were koveya. This is the day. Mida lo koma makdimim le'erev Shabbos. You know, he really should have said like this: Shabbat Purim shechal lios b'Shabbos makdimim le'erev Shabbos. Right. That's what's bothering the Gemara. Why doesn't he say Purim Shachal Yos B'Shabbos Makdimim Le'erev Shabbos? Why does he say Shabbos Zmanam? Right? Zmanam means it's not Makdimim. That is its Zman. But it's not. Its Zman was really on Shabbos. L'hachi Koshalei V'HaShabbos Zmanam. You can't say that. It's a contradictory statement. It's contradictory to say that if its Zman is on Shabbos, then its real Kavua Zman is an Erev Shabbos. They were Koveya Shabbos. They were Koveya this day of the month. It happens to be on Shabbos. I can't now retroactively say that they changed the Kavias. Sherei Yudalot Hukva Leprozim. Elalohochi Nokat Hai Lishna. So why does he use a language that's not exact? Ditishma Mino Hoil Vitiknu Lohen. Chachmei Yisrael, she'acha Knesset HaGedola hakdim mishum derabah. Because why don't you read on Shabbos? The only reason you don't read on Shabbos is because of the gzeira that you're going to carry the Megillah. Okay? So since the Chachamim afterwards were misakein not to read on Shabbos and to be makdim it, because of Rabbah, that's Rabbah's din by Lulav and all those things, right? Harei hu lanu ki yom v'zman hakavua mitechila l'chol devarav. So then today, Friday, is just like a yom that's kavua. Okay? But in reality, it's not. V'afal pi shehu shelo bizmanon. Havik izmanon. So in other words, Rava was taking the opportunity to say what? That there's no difference between reading it on the true zman that's kavua and on the zman that's not kavua. Huh?
Only on Erev Shabbos when this happens?
No, by anything.
Why isn't it only on Erev Shabbos? Because everyone else in the Am is reading it then one.
That's the Tori Evans question. He says, according to Rashi, how can you, it should be just in this case it's good. That's what I thought, Jonah, when you asked me on Erev Shabbos. So I say, according to Rashi Svara, in other words, if you're going to learn Rashi Svara, that why can everybody be korei biyachid when it's zmanam? So if you're going to learn Rashi, so Rashi says because everybody's reading today. So since everybody's reading today, it's a kriya of piersim, even biyachidus, right? The only thing is, you got to get this straight. It's a little bit confusing, but the only thing is like this: the Gemara is saying, even in a case where everybody switches to Friday, everybody would be considered like they're doing it shelo bizmanam. Everybody's doing it shelo bizmanam. And if you hold Megillah shelo bizmana needs 10, even in this special case of shelo bizmana, it should be the same exact thing. You should need 10. But if the whole svara is bizmana is because everybody's doing it, so then everybody's doing it today. So it should be, you know, the problem is like this. You shouldn't be able to prove anything from Rav. On the contrary, you should prove the opposite from Rav. Right? But that's what I didn't understand. If you read the plain shot with the svar that we're saying, the Gemara should come out the opposite. Say, why did Rav say Friday is like Zmana? Because it's an exceptional case. Because just like on the Zman, everybody reads it on that day, so too today everybody's reading it, even though it's not really the Zman. And that's why you can do a biyachidus. But the Gemara is saying no. The Gemara is saying the opposite. The Gemara is saying, in reality, Friday is not the Zman. And according to the din, you should have to have 10 people. I don't care why everybody's reading it today. It's still not the Zman. And if you're going to say Megillah bizmana is biyachid, and Shelo bizmana is biyud, then even if for some reason everybody has to read it on this day that's Shelo bizmana, it doesn't make a difference. You should still be biyud. Rav said you can do it biyachid. Must be holds even Shelo bizmana. You can do it biyachid. Kasha on Rav. Is that clear? Shot wise?
I don't know. Rav is saying,
doesn't make a difference when you're reading. It was when Rav says bizmana, he says when he says that it's an Erev Shabbos, when you're forced to read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, he calls it zmanam. That's to teach you a general concept that there's really no difference between zmanam and lo zmanam. It's always the same, even though today is not the zman. See, the Gemara is saying he can't really mean it's the zman. That's not possible. It's not the zman. The zman is really on Shabbos. So he can't mean today is the Zman. So he must mean to say that the Zman, and that you're doing that even though it's Shelo Bizmano, like Rashi says, Tishma Mino, Ho will Vitiknu Lem Chom Yisrael Acha, he says, Hare Lanu Kiyom Vizman HaKavua Mitchil L'chol Dvarav, V'afal Pi Shehu Shelo Bizmanon Havi Kizmanon, right? But that means to say that what? But then the Gemara says, "Maz manan afilo biyachid, af shelo bizmanan afilo biyachid." Meaning to say that Rav was teaching everybody something. He was coming to make sure everybody realizes that today is just like any other day. Today is just like when it's the real zman.
What makes it so?
What makes it so? The fact that he holds is no difference between the zman and not the zman.
What's the similarity?
There's no similarity here. It's just a general din. That when it's, that you don't need 10, even Shelo Bizmana. It's not because then there's no question. Otherwise, there's no question. In other words, if you're going to learn, the Gemara is asking a question. The Gemara is trying to say, Rav holds that shelo bizmana, you also don't need 10. Right? That's the first question. It says, Umi Omar Rav Hachi, does Rav really hold that Megillah bizmana koronoso afilu biyachid and shelo bizmana be'asara? Does Rav really insist on 10 when it's not bizmana? Right? But he says over here, when you're supposed to read on Shabbos, you read on Friday. And you read it even biyachid. That's essentially what he says. Right?
Because that question saw Rav, and they thought that Rav's halacha was based off Zman and Shalob Zman. And we answered, no, it wasn't based off Zman or not Zman. It was based off how many people are reading it.
And that's not the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says, lo. The Gemara says, lo. Le'inyin mikra megillah ba'asara. That what? Elamai erev Shabbos zmanam lafuki mi de Rebbe de Amar hoel v'nidchu yaros mi makomam yidchu liyom haknisa hakamash mulon de erev Shabbos zmanamil. Meaning, say no, really, Rav would say everybody has to read a basara on erev Shabbos. Rav agrees, everybody does have to read a basara on erev Shabbos. He just meant zmanam, that you don't jump early to Thursday. You don't jump to the earlier days. You stick with Friday. So that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was, what did Rav mean when he said, Erev Shabbos is Zmanam? Did he mean that you can read it biyachid? If he meant you can read it biyachid, then any time that it's not the Zman, he should also hold you can read it biyachid. So the Gemara says, no, he didn't mean you can read it biyachid on Friday. He meant you need 10 on Friday. So why do you say Erev Shabbos is its man? Lafuki from being from the other din. That you have to go to Yom HaKnisa.
So you don't know.
But the problem is, like the Tori Evan says, he says, Pirush Rashi, Bizmana biyudalach mitoch shehu chova bo biyom al kol yachad v'yachad, right? So he says, and he says, v'kashali, e time of mishum hochi, who... My parach mehad de porim shachal b'shabbos. What's the question? If the reason that you can read it biyachid is because everybody's doing it, right? Everybody's doing an argument. So then, what's the question when everybody's doing it on erev Shabbos, right? De kosok adait the shekorim erev Shabbos biyachid hashalob bizmana de erev Shabbos domi lahad de bizmanahu. No question. The lob zmana of Erev Shabbos is just like the regular zmana. Sharei legamri batal akriya miyom haShabbos. No one's allowed to read it on Shabbos. Miyom shu yudalad. V'hakol korim be'Erev Shabbos. V'ike persumei nisa. Right? Ovo shalob zmana shal kfarim. V'hakol korim be'yudalad. Everybody else is reading on the 14th, except for these guys out in the hinterland, right? He rejects Rashi. He just rejects Rashi's pshat. He says it's not a good pshat. Doesn't make sense, he says. And that was Jonah's question. Right? And I answered according to what I thought made sense. I didn't really go into the sugya carefully. But, right? So at least I thought made sense was right. But apparently it doesn't make sense. Pshat in the Gemara is, look, so just to sum it up, the pshat in the Gemara is that Rav says there's a difference between bizmana and shelo bizmana. Okay, and now the Gemara is going to bring a case where it was really shelo bizmana and Rav held you can do it biyachid. That's the format of the question. Right? Format of the question is this. Rav says, Bizmana is biyachid, shelo bizmana is biyud. I am going to show you a case where Rav himself said, when it was shelo bizmana, you don't need 10. Right? And the Gemara says, no, he wasn't saying you don't need 10. He was saying something else. Right? I mean, that's the shakla v'tayr of the Gemara. Correct?
Yeah.
The only problem is that if you're going to learn the whole svara of why you don't need 10, bizmana is because everybody's doing it, right? So then this case is not really a good case to prove anything from. This shelo bizmana case is not really a good case to prove it from. Because this shelo bizmana case has all the qualities of the bizmana case. Right? So then maybe he really does hold on a true shalob bismana, he would have said you need 10. But this is an exceptional shalob bismana. And on this one, you don't need 10.
So there's just a better answer that they could have given.
No, that wouldn't have been a question. That wouldn't have been a question at all. But the Gemara is assuming it is a question. The Gemara doesn't care that there's a, that this is a special case. The Gemara does not consider this a special case, as I'm saying. The Gemara does not consider Erev Shabbos, when it's supposed to be read on Shabbos, as a special case of Shalob Bismana. It's a garden variety Shalob Bismana. And whatever you hold in any case of Shalob Bismana, you should hold that way here. Whereas according to Rashi Svara, and the Tur Yevim raises the question, there's a good reason to be mechalek between, between. This shouldn't be a question. This shouldn't even be a question. This should not be a question at all. Because I would say what he's saying is perfect. What he's saying is not a question. What he's saying is perfect. He's saying this case, that was his chiddush. His chiddush is this case is the same as a regular day since everybody's doing it. I mean, if you read the Gemara straight, that's what you should say. According to Rashi, that's what the Gemara should be saying.
But the Gemara might be taking.
But then just to, the final nail in the coffin is, the Gemara says no. In fact, he was saying you need 10 on that Friday.
Or he.
No, that's not what not or the Gemara is saying that is what he was saying.
Or they're just knocking out the statement.
No, that's not. No, that's what they say. It says lo. Lo le'inyan asara. That's not what he meant. Of course he meant you need 10. Of course you need 10. He wasn't saying you don't need 10. The conclusion is that Rav, and that's the way we hold. I mean, that's the way we hold. It's a little strange that the Machara doesn't mention it explicitly, but that's the way that we're noeg, right? If you're in Yerushalayim on this Friday, they mock it to get 10. They mock it to get 10. Because it's Shalob Bismana. I mean, the Lashon Rashi still bothers me in the end. The end of this Rashi still bothers me, the Lashon. But, is there's man. You can call it like it's. According to Rashi, he's trying to explain why could Rav use the Lashon that it's like there's man. Right? He's saying, how does the Lashon semantically work? He says, since they made a takana, it's like there's man. But the important, but what's the halachic, outcome of that you can read it biyachid, but in reality it's not this man. So in terms of the din of yachid or tzib or ten, that goes by in real, that should go by in reality what's this man. Okay, so how do you answer the question? On Rashi, look again at the first Rashi. He says what? Chaim, what did he say? Go ahead, yeah. Stop. Okay. You were going to say that, right? Because it's a chova bo bayom. It's a chova bo bayom. What about Friday? It's not a chova bo bayom. It's a din of makdimon. Right? That's the only way you can answer this question. That I can see. I know, but he says it's a chov bo b'yom. So you can't tell me that's not what he says. No, makdimon does not mean that the chov is moved. That would be bismanam. That was Mor's question. What do you mean it's zmanam? It's not zmanam. It's just the real zman they can't do. So they're a dinam of makdimon. That's a din of a makdim.
The chov is
still on Shabbos, but they can't do it on Shabbos. So it's like a guy who has to leave town, so he could be makdim, or the B'nai Kfarim, that they could be makdim, right? But it doesn't have a new quality of hakol chayavim bo bayom. It's just now every individual to be yotze his chiyav has to be makdim, but they're still all yechidim. It's only right. Exactly. Exactly. See, that's what the Tur Yevim missed, according to what we're saying. We might be missing a whole other thing. But according to what we're saying, is that it's not the fact that everybody's reading it that makes it piersum.
It just happens to be so.
It's, there needs to be a tzira from the chov. The chov is what's mitztaref hakol korimbo into one maisa piersum. But if all the Yechidim decided on one day to read, it would not be a Kriyas Pirsum of the Am. It would just be a lot of Yechidim doing something. So then what's the idea of Bizmana and Shalom Bizmana? What's the idea of Bizmana is a Yochid, can even be Yotzei, be Yochid, and Shalom Bizmana, you need 10. Yeah. See, let me read you some more, a little more of the Turi Evan. I find it fascinating. You don't have it. I didn't make you a copy of this one. So he gives his own shot on this Bizmana and Shalom Bizmana. So it says like this: V'li nira da hai taima divadai kriyas megillah mitzad atzma. Oh, he says, and then he says, and you need a general explanation of what's the difference between zmana and shalom zmana. Why should that be? Why should there be a difference at all? He says, akati tzorach tam ma bein bizmana l'shalom bizmana ha David do achasi. Still the same thing. You're reading the Megillah, right? V'li nira da hai taima divadai kriyas megillah mitzad atzma kishi biyachid leka pirsume milsa kulihai. So if you read the Megillah alone, just from itself, it's not such a pirsum milsa. Okay? Dinira kikora b'kisvei kodesh ba'alma. Dinira kikosvei b'kisvei kodesh ba'alma. He looks like he's just private limud. Anyone have a question on that? Afagav de mivarech aleha. Right? The guy doesn't make those three brachas when he learns kisvei, when he learns kisvei kodesh, right? De mivarech aleha manach. That's an abbreviation for Megillah, Alanisim, and Shechiano. Kedamer lekaman, ain ze hecker gomer. That's not a hecker. Just because you make a bracha, doesn't no matter how loud you make it, it's still not a hecker. V'arei perek beiz de Shabbos, amrina gabi ner Chanukah. Finally, ner Chanukah comes in, right? Gabi ner Chanukah, haya tofes ner Chanukah va'omeid. If you're holding it, lo asa klum. V'chein im hidlika b'fnim v'otzi alachutz, lo asa klum. That's what? That's hadlaka osa mitzvah, right? My timer, harowe omer letzor cho hu denokatle. The roe will say he took it for himself. Varei b'ner chanaka nami mevareich. But he also made brachas. Vafilochi, kol hecha de ein lo. So he's saying like this, saying that what? That brachas don't help you in terms of piercing. Because by Chanukah you make brachas too. And yet you have chashos. The Gemara says maybe the guy will think you lit it for yourself. So you see, a bracha doesn't define for whom, for the roa. Bracha doesn't define for the roa that it's a maisa of piercing. So biyachid is ambiguous what you're doing. Biyachid is ambiguous what you're doing. Ah, see, he's equating Chanukah and Megillah in terms of a roa. It's a funny thing. He holds there needs to be a roe of some sort by Megillah too. An abstract roe who would look down upon you and say you're doing a mitzvah of Megillah. Now it doesn't explain exactly why 10 is definitely piercing, but he just says that. Huh? Miu bizmano. So where do you get? So why bizmano is it good? Who here can figure this out? Come on, you can figure this out. Huh? Well, how do they know? How do they know? All right, you're on the right track, but not that what? That because there are other mitzvos. Says miu bizmana kaven aser behesped uvetainus v'chayev v'shloach monos v'igam mishta v'simcha and maybe he's dressed up in a costume or something, right? Afilu kori biyachid shaperdami. Dinei de bekriyazu leka mishum pirsume nisa pirsuma. It's true from the mikra megillah itself. It's ambiguous. Afilu achi ika pirsume nisa bahani mili achrini de amran. But we're going to get the piercing from the other things that you're doing. I don't think he means that that's how you're going to be yotzi piercing. I mean, that's how it's going to show what you're doing is piercing hane.
It's in the context
of all the other mitzvos. And that's how everything works out beautifully. But on the yom when you mock them, you don't do the other mitzvos on the day that you mock them. Right? That's how he answers the whole problem. That's how he gets out of the whole problem. He says, but... of Shalobizmana the mutter behesped vitainus, right? Vain sarkl shlochmanus. You don't send shlochmanus on Friday, right? Kidnan lakoman, afa pisha amru magdimen, lo machrin, velo machrin, mutarin behesped vitainus, and mushlochmanus, vasimcha nami enog, and elabizmana. Im came lake apirsim munisa klal ilo kori be asara. Right? That's his answer. That's his basic answer, that what? That you need to do a maisa that is recognizable as piercing. So biyichidus, the maisa kriya biyachid me atzmo is not a maisa piercing, and the bracha doesn't help you, right? So the only time the maisa yachid is going to be a piercing, but a maisa b'tzibur is always piercing, for some reason, right? But so therefore it works out smoothly. When it's bizmana, you have helpers to define, to make it clear that it's a maisa piersum. So then you can do a biyachid. And when it's shalo bizmana, then me'atzmo, it's not a maisa piersum, and there's nothing to be misayaya. So then you have to dafka do a bitziwa. And that's why... But it doesn't have anything to do with Rashi's Svara that everybody's reading it. He's going away from Rashi. He's not answering Rashi. He's doing his own pshat. His own pshat. Right? It doesn't have to do with everybody reading it. It has to do with the other mitzvos that you're doing. But it's clear that he's equating the two very closely, and he's saying that the piercing of both is to a roa. That people have to be able to see that you're reading the Megillah. That's the piercing. Right? But I'm taking a different track on that question, right? We're trying to take a different track on that question. That there's no roel here. There's no roel in the Megillah. The piersum is reading the text. The piersum is not someone seeing that you're reading the text. The piersum is reading the text. To yourself, it's a piersum. The other thing is, it's not a piersum to yourself in effect. But you're one of the piersim is in the whole am. But it could be done through. Okay, so let me try to explain what I'm trying to say here. I'm jumping ahead a little bit. To Rafi, right? See, what I'm trying to say is like this: that they were misakein that piersim is really an effect in the am, right? And lefarsim really means to publicize, right? But it's through a maisa kriya, okay. And it's a chova on every yachid to be korei, to himself. It's a chov. It's a chiyuv on every yachid to be korei. So kriya is really a personal maisa. Kriya is really individually. The takana was individuals, but the kiyam is going to be a piersim in the am. So see, by Ner Chanukah it was defined as a maisa to the public. That was the definition of the maisa itself. It's a ner that's defined by the roeh. Because it's a ner for the it's defined as an entity of piercing, so it has to be for the public. But here, Here the takana was a kriya. The takana is a kriya. And a kriya is a kriya. A kriya is even personal. But the question is like this. Kriya. Right? But the question is, how do you have a personal chiyuv of kriya on each yachid that is going to have the quality of pirsumei nisa? Right? Has it have a quality of pirsumei nisa? If it's really an individual maisa? So that's what Rashi is explaining. That when it's since there's a chova, there's one chova bayom, and everybody is doing it, the short answer is uniformity of maisa. It's the uniformity of the maisa that makes the individual activities one maisa of the whole am. Now, as the piersim over here is that the whole am is osek in one activity. But even individually it's okay. But the only way to have the individual activities the quality of a maisa piersim of the am is when it's from the chova bayom. Otherwise it's just each individual being maktim. That's just activities of the it's true, why, but you can say, oh, but they're all doing the same thing, they're all being makdim. But the, huh? So piersim is still the same. Piersim is still the widespread knowledge, but you have to, everybody has to be osik in that maisa of piersim. Okay, the only way, it can't be, that was the problem they were dealing with. How do you have the kriya, that's a maisa yachid, have the quality of das in the tzibor? Right? It's only when each yachid is osek in a maisa of the tzibor. That's only when there's one underlying chov for the whole tzibor bayom. I'll give you an example. Like let's say you had, but otherwise, no matter how many people are doing it, it's still maisa yachid. That just happens to have an effect in the am. It has to be, that's the problem we're dealing with through this whole sugya. That where's the relationship of the piersim and the maisa? How do you relate the piersim and the maisa? So we're saying over here it has to be a kriya. I saw the in Hare Kedem he has a piece on this. The Rav holds differently than we're saying. That it's really just essentially kriyas kisvei kodesh. But anyway, he quotes the Grizz, trying to learn more like we're learning. I mean, he has the best expression. It's a kriya b'toras piersim. It's a certain type of a kriya. But since piersim is really a maisa, since piersim is really a widespread knowledge in the am, how does one individual's maisa have the quality of am? It's only because it's unified in chiyuv. I'll give you an example. It'd be like let's say you had keep the earth clean day, right? Say today everybody is going to put their soda cans in the recycling box, right? So if it was kavua on that day, then each individual maisa would have the character of keeping the earth clean, the whole earth. You understand? Whereas on an ordinary day, you'd have to go around running all over, picking up garbage to have that character. You know what I'm saying? All you can do is put your garbage can put your soda bottle in the garbage. You can't have the quality of keeping the whole earth clean. It's only when it's unified under one entity, under one chiyuv, can each individual's partake of that unified quality. The mitzvah is a unified quality of the am. Now each individual can be osek in that. Otherwise it's just actions of individuals. And yeah, if everybody would do these actions, it would have an effect. But that's just an accidental thing. That's not in the maisa of the, that's what they have these days, Earth Day, whatever it is. You feel better because it's a psychological thing. Everybody feels better. Nobody wants to throw their soda can, and nobody really cares about the individual thing because they say, everybody else is dummy. But so now if you can make everybody feel like they're doing it together, you feel like you're really doing something. Even though tomorrow everyone's going to do the same thing.
Yeah,
Right. So that's the problem. We know is originally we were learning it's just a regular Mikra Megillah that they knew would result in a Pearson. But it didn't have to have the character of Pearson in your Maisa. Now it's saying it does. It does have to have a character of Pearson in the Kriya. But how does one individual Maisa to yourself have a character of Pearson, which is by definition a universal widespread knowledge? Right? Because the Chiyuv partakes, the Chiyuv embraces the Klal. And every individual is doing the Maisa of the Klal. You understand? As part of the Klal. The Chiyuv Mikra Megillah on the Am. That's why it has to be, it's a chova bo bayom, I'll call yochid v'yochid. Since it's a chova, I'll call yochid v'yochid, so there, and mitzvahs are chal on the am, it was the mitzvahs really on the am.
That's not fair.
In other words, the mitzvah is an entity of the am. There's no individual mitzvahs, right? I don't get my own Torah. So as long as, Even though the Maisa is individual, since it's coming from a Chova Bo Bayom on everybody, so now you can't say that I'm doing a unique thing. I'm doing the same exact thing. I'm doing a universal activity. Individually, I'm partaking of a universal Maisa. Right? Like on the Clean Earth Day. Every guy is not just throwing away his garbage. He's doing a mice of keeping the whole earth clean. But you'd never be able to say that each individual is doing that, is keeping the whole earth clean, unless there's one unified activity today. It's like, you understand the muscle. See the problem, right. Now, what we're trying to solve is the problem that that the Gemara seems to hold that the Maisa Kriya, even though it's on every individual, has to have a character of Pearson, which is a character of a universe, of a Klal. But that's the problem that we're facing. The Maisa, by Chanukah, the Maisa itself is a Maisa to the Tzibur, is a Maisa to the public. So it's clear why it's a Maisa of Pearson. Because by definition, the Mokom, all those things, are a Maisa to an audience. But Mikra Megillah is not a Maisa to an audience, if you're going to say every Yachid can do it. Right? And so he's trying to say it is still like an invisible observer. Like you're still always performing to somebody. And that's where you're going to get your character of Pearson. That it's like a performance to somebody. He has to try to put in like a Roah, like Hanukkah. Because that's the problem. The problem is, how do you make an individual, personal Maisa into a collective thing, into a universal Maisa, into a Maisa of an Am, right? So what I'm saying is, it's through the tziruf of one chova. That's what makes it. Just like mitzvahs in general, a person does a mitzvah, you look at him and you say, oh, he's part of Klal Yisrael. You don't say he's doing his own thing. Not doing his own thing. But Makdimim is, everybody has their own personal responsibility to, that if they can't do the mitzvah, they've got to find a way to do it themselves. Makdimim is different. Makdimim is a separate din. That when you can't do the universal Maisa, which is on the day that the Chova is Bo Bayom, now you're like a guy who knows he's going to be on a boat on Purim and he knows he's not going to have a Megillah. He has a personal responsibility to take care of himself. Just so happens that everybody has a personal responsibility to take care of themselves. But that doesn't make it one unified Maisa. Oh, so then you dafka have to have a Maisa of a Mefarsim. Then you need a Tzibur. That's when you need a Sara. To give the Maisa the character of Pearson. Then it has to be a Maisa of, then you have to be performing. Then your dafka has to have to be performing. That's right, because if you're going
to
say it's a maisa of a yachid, right? So then there's no performance.
Now you are doing a maisa.
That's right, because when you can't have the chova of everybody being translated to each, when you can't have the chova through the yechidim, then it would just be yechidim. Doesn't matter that the yechidim would all be talking about the same thing. It's still a mice of a yochid. So then the only way to give the mice the character of Pearson would be to have it in the situation as a mefarsim. And that's basically what I want to say in the other Gemara. Is that there really are two tsuras of Kriya. There are two tsuras of Kriya. You see from this Gemara there are two tsuras of Kriya. There's a Kriya of Kol Yochid V'Yochid, but then there's a separate tsura of a Tzibur and a Mefarsim. And that's what the Gemara is saying over there. Gemara is saying, when you're doing the Maisa of Tzibur, okay, this is a little bit of a tricky point. What I want to say is like this, that if you're Betzibor, if you're Biyachid, you can read Iksuva Bein Iksuvim, right? You can read Iksuva Bein Iksuvim, because then the Pearsim is just the Kriya. Then the Pearsim is the Kriya, because everybody is reading it the same way. Everybody is really reading it Shomea Ka'ona, from the mouth of the Kore. They're all individuals. And the individual only has his Kriya. That's all he has. But when you have a setup of a Tzibur, and a Kore and a Tzibur, then he's a Gavra of a Mefarsen. It's a different setup. We're not all mimicking his Maisa. Like nine Yechidim. It's a different Tzura of Kriya. Because you see from this Gemara and Hay that there are two tsuras of Kriya. There's a Kriya of Yechidim, and then there's a Kriya of a Mefarsim B'tzibor. When there's a Mefarsim B'tzibor, it's a different kind of a Kriya. That is a different tsura. And in that tsura, there's a Mefarsim. And there are dinim, by the way. Like B'tzibor, you're not allowed to read it sitting down because of Kavod HaTzibor. You don't say, it's an individual mitzvah. The tzibur is not ola. You know what I mean? No, he's still considered doing it for the tzibur. Once there's an individual and a group, he has a different status as an individual. He's a demonstrator to the group. Now his actions can't be ambiguous. As a man and an audience, he has to, all of his actions have to be clear, what he's doing. You understand? All of his actions, that's why even if it were an Igerish, it would only be Tzvei. But he, as the Mefarsim, needs every component of being a Mefarsim. It would lack in him being a Mefarsim. Give you an example, a bad example, but I'll give you an example. Let's say you had a band. You play instruments? You have a band, right? Anybody help me out? You're the only one who can? Okay, you have a band, right? So timing is very important, right? So you're going to have to basically, whatever, the drum is going to keep the time, and everybody's really going to keep their own time. In their head, they got to keep their own time. You might have helpers keep, one guy might be helping, whatever it is. But everybody's really playing and trying to keep their own time. Same time, hopefully, right? But if you have an orchestra, now you have a conductor. He's a different gavra. He can't just come out there in jeans and a t-shirt and stomp his foot. You know what I mean? He's got to use that little stick. He's got to be dressed nice. He's got to be in the center. Why? It's only Tzvei. Yeah, but that's what is it. That's his essence. His essence is to be the focus and the timekeeper par excellence. That is his whole mahus as a conductor. Otherwise. The tuba guy could just go boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? You wouldn't need him. So that's his whole thing. So he wouldn't be... So that's what he's saying. He's saying, but once you are Betzibor, that's a different Kriya. You can't say, we'll just pretend we're Yechidim. You can't do that. Once there are two forms of Kriya, then if you're Korei Betzibor, that's the only Kriya you have. And if you fail at that, you don't have it at all. Now that's what the Bala Iter is saying. He's saying it's really only considered that type of a special individual when it's in the Mokom HaTzibur. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it's in the place where public events take place and public information is expressed. That's the only time that the Gavra rises to that level of this special individual. That it's going to apostle him because he's not that person. Right? Otherwise it's just... Otherwise it might be Pearson, but you don't need that Pearson Tfei for this guy. So, but the Tori Evan doesn't go for this whole stuff. I mean, he doesn't go for this whole thing. He holds that, because he's not learning like we're learning. He's not learning that there's an idea of a separate kriya of a tzibur as a new type of an entity. He's just worried. He just wants to know if there's Pearson. I can't define it exactly, but that's what I'm trying to say. Now, one last thing. What's the din of the Sefer, of the Sefer Sholem? I really have no idea, but I'll give you a guess. I'll give you a guess. No, Sefer Sholem, the Rashba. That it can't be missing the beginning or the end. It has to look like a Sefer Sholem. It doesn't have to be a Sefer Sholem, it has to look like a Igeris, whatever. What?
It's the stick.
Yeah. No, but that's even Biyachid. See? That was the problem. Originally, I thought, okay, I have a whole nice idea with the Heftza and the Pearson, but then I realized, no, but Biyachid, you don't need all these extra things. So how come you can't have how come you still need a Sefer Shalim Biyachid? Right? So I want to say that that's a separate din. That's a din in the unification of the Maisa. That the Kriya Baal Peh is not possible because you're not Mazkir the Nais. It's possible because when they were Masakin it, they wanted to have a nicker maisa, that everybody's doing the same maisa. Right? That's the only reason you need a sefer. The only reason you need a sefer is not because the haskara is not good, the peh. It's because it would lack in the uniformity, because since the piersim of the am is through the yechidim doing the same thing, they wanted it to be nicker that it's the same thing. So if it were allowed to be done Baal Peh, some people could do it Baal Peh, some people could do it B'Ksav, it wouldn't be nicker that it's the same thing. It's weak. I hear it's weak. All right, please. So you know, don't kick a guy when he's down. Come on. But so that's the idea, that as long as it looks like the same thing, that's enough.
It's like the clean t-shirt that you wear
the only reason it has to look. The only reason why you need a sefer is so that it's nicker that everybody's doing the same thing. It's not this guy is just spouting not this guy is just talking to himself over here, and this guy is learning. It has to be nicker that it's the same maisa in the whole am. That's the psul of Baal Peh. That they were misaking it. I'm not saying it's not possible to have the... I'm not saying it wasn't possible for them to make the Mikra Megillah Baal Peh. They could have. But since there's a kiyum of the Yechidim being mitstaref into one Kriya of the Am, they wanted uniformity in everybody. And if you do a Baal Peh, some people will do a Baal Peh, and some people will do a B'Ksav. It lacks in the uniformity of Maisa. But in terms of uniformity of Maisa, all you need is that it looks the same. You understand? That's all you need. That it looks like everybody's doing the same thing. You don't really need every word read mipi aksav. It just has to be nira. That's why the nira is even to you. The nira is even biyachid. Doesn't matter. It's not like the Turi Evan that someone is watching you read Megillah. It's in terms of your maisa to be the same as his. You have to be nira that it's doing the same thing. That's what? As long as it's mitoch a sefer shalem. Tayos, that's fine. Is it the same sefer? Yeah, it's the same sefer. Okay, you're all doing the same thing. That's why the achronim say you can't be missing an inyan. Can't be missing an inyan either. That's the whole question. Does the dafka mean the beginning and the end, or any inyan? But that's the way we hold. So that's what I'm trying to say. The whole thing is coming from an individual maisa being a maisa of the tzibur, having the character an individual action having the character of Pearson, which is an idea of the Am. So that's what these dinim are revolving around. That's what I'm trying to say.